Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, qué lo que, and welcome. Bienvenidos to the Dear God. Are we there yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia, and... oh my gosh, qué lo que. Yo sé que todo el mundo está en su casa, todo el mundo está cansado de toda esta vaina, de este coronavirus, right? We are all home. We are all ready to just be free. We're ready to just get out in the world because I'm telling you, this is getting ridiculous. I mean, I know me, I cannot be in the house for that long. Some people love it. If you love this, you know, more power to you. And maybe you can give me some tips. So go onto my Instagram or send me a little email, hello@deargotawetheryet.com, and give me some tips on how to stay sane, right? But today we're going to be talking about something super exciting. I have been asking God, when is the right time? When is the right time to talk about this? And if you are on, follow me on Instagram, or you're a part of my Dear God, Are We There Yet? Conversation challenge that we started at the beginning of the year, you already, ya tú sabes lo que yo voy a hablar. You already know what I'm going to talk about. Look, the title says it all. How can we help people in 2020? How can we help people in our homes during COVID? Seriously, how are we going to do this? So a lot of you don't know, but I've been behind closed doors, in the closet, in the basement, in the attic. No, not really, because I don't have a attic or basement here. Well, I do have an attic, but no, not literally. But I have been encondida, right? I've been working on this for so long. And this is the time that I'm launching it, and it's our, drum roll please, it is our peer-to-peer volunteer community. Wow, I finally said it on the podcast. Now, I'm going to go back, rewind, I'm going to rewind and tell you how this all started, because a lot of you don't know, but and a lot of you do know, especially if you're not new to the podcast, it all started off with a book, Dear God, Are We There Yet? And then it went on to a podcast, Que Lo Que, Estamos Aquí. And then it just went to discovery, you know, having IRLs, in real life meetup. And the one that I did have in Delray Beach really opened my mind on exactly what I needed to do and where my voice needed to go. Entonces, I said to myself, where are all the times in my life that have been the most prominent, have been the most memorable, have been the most growth, per se, within me, because it always involved a conversation with someone else, another organization, or something. Even if somebody told me, hey, go read that book, that was a conversation that they told me to go read that book, and then the book changed my life. Oh, hey, call this person, you know, ask them about XYZ, send this email. All those connections came from a conversation. And I said to myself, you know, we live in a world where we constantly feel that money is the only way that can solve problems. And yes, money is the obvious that you want your lights on. Yeah, you need money. You want to buy food at the store. Yeah, you need money. There's certain things, of course, we want to get on a plane. Yes, we need money. We know that. That's the obvious. But there are so many non-monetary needs that we have in our life that has to do con nuestra familia, with our family, with our friends, with our side hustles, with our, you know, if you're starting a business, or if you are having a baby, or you're getting married. There's so many different things that you need. And it can be physical, you know, it can be physical, where we know that you buy and trade. And then it can also be a non-monetary, which is the most important thing to me. I feel like it's time shared. Yo lo digo cada rato. I say this all the time. Time is the most valuable currency. And when someone gives you 30 minutes of their time, an hour of their time, 6 minutes of whatever, they are giving you the best gift ever. And I want to give that gift ongoing. And I wanted to create this peer-to-peer. And you're probably thinking, ¿qué lo que peer-to-peer? What is peer-to-peer? Peer-to-peer is exactly how it sounds. Direct to person. You know, I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, and I've absolutely loved it. And I love working with nonprofits. I think that they have a gift and they have a mission and a vision. And with me, I wanted to help all types of people, but I wanted to dig deeper. You know, when you're watching TV and you're listening to, you know, you're watching a movie or a documentary, you're like, wow, I wonder what happened to Fulanito de Tal. I wonder what happened to Marie. I wonder what happened to Jackie. I wonder what happened to these people. Like, what are they doing in their lives? And that's how I felt every time I helped someone. I wanted to know how they were. I wanted to be more in tuned with them. I wanted to dig deep in the conversation. Like, is this a limiting belief? Do I know somebody who can help them? Like, how can we get them to over this fear? Or how can we get them to treatment? Or how can we get them towards, maybe it's an addiction, or maybe they're trying to have a baby and they need connection with other people, and they learn that Reiki is, you know, so important for reproduction. And the list goes on. And so I started saying to myself, like, this is something that I wanted to do. I wanted to dig deep. And so peer-to-peer is exactly that. It's where you log onto the account, you come onto DearGottaBeThereYet.com, you can put volunteer today, and you create an account. If you want to volunteer or if you want to post a need, and you literally connect with the person, you connect with them like, hey, look, I see that you have your children. You really need help with organizing, a schedule for your children, since they're working, you know, you're working from home now and they're going to school. And there's tons of blogs. Like, people tell me, well, why, what makes a difference when they can go online or Google it? It's one-on-one, and it's giving your time. It's giving your time where even if somebody says, look, I created this worksheet for you. Let's go on Skype, or let's go on FaceTime with you and your children. We'll talk, we'll come up, we'll play a game. A mom who lost her husband and she needs a therapist, and she's, you know, and yes, funds are tight, and you're a therapist and you can give back to your community with just 30 minutes, an hour maybe, a month. That's what I'm talking about, you know, or an older couple who's trying to get their benefits, but they need help. They need help translation. I know I used to help lots of people with doing that, just random people in the store or in the doctor's office. You know, the nurse would be like, well, you need to get someone on the phone. And I'm like, well, I speak Spanish, or I'll be on an airplane. I remember I was going one time to New York, and of course, New York, right? And I was on the aircraft, and I can hear the guy struggling. He was like, no, but I need this. And he has a connection and a flight. He's not understanding what she's saying. And I was like, I can help him. Nobody needs to tell me to help him. And come to find out that the older man lived like 4 blocks away from my grandmother. Like, it was just like, wow, you know? That could have been my grandmother. That could have been your grandmother, your grandfather. That could have been your family member. And so I challenge you guys right now, that you're sitting inside your home or you're listening to this podcast, I invite you to be a volunteer. And what's good about it is that you're going to volunteer from home now, but when this coronavirus se va para la mierda, when it leaves and it's gone forever, I hope, but you know what I mean, we can still do this. We can do it in person. And that's what I'm trying to introduce. I still want us to do it in person as well. You know, if I see someone down the street, you know, three miles from me, and they need help with something, I'm going to gather some friends and be like, hey, how can we help this elderly lady? Or how can we do this? Nonprofits are amazing. And there's so many people that they help. And I'm so grateful for it. But sometimes these people don't even know about those nonprofits. I'll never forget someone that I was talking to that he struggled with addiction. And he was an older gentleman, and he's not into technology. And I don't know, again, strangers, conversations with strangers. And I was like, no, man, there's so many different networks and there's so many different benefits you can get and blah, blah, blah. And I went on and on. And he's like, how do you know all this? And I'm like, I have no idea. Yo no sé. I honestly don't know. But I do, because subconsciously I've heard someone, I've connected with someone, I listened to a story, I saw a TEDx, I watched something on TV, I read a book, I did all these things that flooded my subconscious with all these resources that I'm able to help other people. So I invite you to my community, Dear God Are We There Yet, volunteer community, to help right now, especially during COVID, but even after, we can do that. And in 2021, we're going to be doing some travel experiences. We're going to be doing some volunteer travel, which is going to be really good if you think about it, because we could go all over the place. So I challenge you once again, come on, stop what you're doing. It's not going to take you more than 2 minutes to create an account. It's absolutely free. You can connect with other people as well. And yeah, let's do this. Let's do this together. Let's help one another. Let's take this time shared moment and say, let me see how I can help someone. You know, shout out to my good friend in California who... she's just amazing because she had her son, you know, I love you, Rochelle. She literally created an account as soon as I sent it out, and she's on my list. So, and she already had her son starting to make cards for patients at hospice, you know, just hello, pick me up, like, have a great day, thinking about you, you know, and that just warmed my heart. Because it didn't take him any time, and it didn't take her any time, and it showed him so much more that it even opened a conversation between them two about what is death. And whether this is not the right time or it is the right time to talk about it, it is a time. It is the time. So again, I challenge you guys. I'm going to be working my butt off to promote this community and to get people on board. And it's not going to be easy, because I know it's just definitely not going to be easy, but it does start with one person at a time. It does start with one conversation at a time. It starts with just taking time to just have someone listen to my story and have someone listen to my why and have someone say, yeah, I can relate. Bueno, hasta la próxima. No te quería hablar hasta una hora. I hope to see you guys. And for people that are creating accounts, I'm going to be doing a huge giveaway. I'm going to be giving away some Dear God swag so that you can, like, rep it when you're on and volunteering and, yeah, all that fun stuff. Hasta la próxima. Hasta la quince de la mañana. Not really. Okay, maybe. We'll see you guys next week. Adios.